There's a really good study that shows this really well. There's a famous Harvard Business School study on a woman named Heidi Roizen. And she's an operator in a venture cap in a company in Silicon Valley, and she uses her contacts to become a very successful venture capitalist. In 2002, not so long ago, a professor who was then at Columbia University took that case and made it Heidi Roizen. And he gave that case out, both of them, to two groups of students. He changed exactly one word, Heidi to Howard. But that one word made a really big difference. He then surveyed the students. And the good news was the students, both men and women, thought Heidi and Howard were equally competent, and that's good. The bad news was that everyone liked Howard. He's a great guy. You want to work for him. You want to spend the day fishing with him. But Heidi, not so sure. She's a little out for herself. She's a little political. You're not sure you'd want to work for her. This is the complication. We have to tell our daughter and our colleagues, we have to tell ourselves to believe we got the A, to reach for the promotion, to sit at the table. And we have to do it in a world where for them there are sacrifices they will make for that, even though for their brothers there will not.